heading up. We were young working class kids from the Heights Estates in Coleraine, and we thought we were going on holidays, so it would invited you down to Kilmarnock. But when we got down there, we very quickly realised that, you know, there was two double beds in two different rooms, and there was only three kids, so one of us had to sleep with them. So from my point of view, when I was there, he said there was three of us there, and the other two guys were called D-men. So he said, "Right, the two D-men's, you're in that room, and Michael, you're in with me." So I had to share a room with him for 2 nights, where he jumped into a bed naked and spent the night either fending off his unwanted advances or lying there frozen with fear. So that's how that kind of came about for me.
As that child, how conscious of you of what was going on, sort of right or wrong, or you know, how much you felt that you could, you know, maybe divulge to your friends or an adult?
Well, I didn't tell anybody for a long time. There was another guy went down after us, and when he was in the bed with him, he swung a punch at him, and then other people got to hear about it. So there was two sides to that. When I come back, first of all, as a young boy, there was the humiliation and of what happened to me, and then secondly, there was the fear of other people finding out, because the other boy that it happened to, he got a lot of stick and a lot of, you know, verbal abuse about what happened to him. He was called a lot of names.